Number 7. Before email, apps, and Facebook, there were regular old computers. They were just large pieces of plastic and metal. There was no web connecting them. In 1986, I was 7 years old, and my father and I built our first computer together. It didn't have a hard drive, and the screen only displayed black and white. My older sister soon bought a computer magazine. It included 100 or so lines of computer code every month to help readers learn to write simple programs. We struggled to type the code character by character. We made a lot of mistakes, so sometimes our programs would not work. And when our attempts were successful, the programs only showed simple shapes floating across the screen. Compared to modern programs, they weren't very impressive. But for an elementary school kid like me, it was magic. I went with my family to a computer expo one day. Companies were showing off the latest computer technology. They also had a video game competition. The prize for the highest score in a certain game was a new computer game. Because I liked games, I really wanted to win. After waiting in line for almost an hour, it was finally my turn. "Sir, what are you doing?" the person managing the competition asked me. "Oh, I'm giving myself extra lives so I can play longer," I explained. I didn't realize that changing the game settings was against the rules. Of course, I was only 8 years old then. Even though I had to restore the game's original settings, I still won the competition. Today, I am an IT professional. When someone's documents disappear or their hard drive crashes, I get a call. Because my family showed so much interest in my hobby, I was able to find success.